When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi.
Oh, that sounded bad.
Okay, great. I'm the sound guy. I'm back.
Speaking of tits, actually, John.
Go off.
Because I'm wearing this bikini, I've been getting like a lot of stares.
Yes.
It's happened. Yeah. I haven't had stares in a long time.
Really?
But more stares that were like, as a man walked past, he was literally horizontal. Like.
Fully turning his head to go to follow you.
Yeah. And can I just say, not good men, like. Bad, scary men. Like
not creepy. Ryan Reynolds.
Not exactly. None of the good ones.
No, it's
all
more like
the creepers and yeah. The weirdos and the
shit.
The shit.
What about McDonald's? Did you do drive through or did you?
No, I went in.
Yeah.
It was a depressing time.
Yeah.
But
and the 3 p.m. buzzos were there being like.
I saw one girl coughing like this. And I was like, coronavirus, I'm going to die.
Oh, no.
But it was just the first time it ever occurred to me that I'm like, oh, that could happen. You could cough and then you touch things.
I've been thinking about that
And just
bit.
Know that, like, I love McDonald's and I think everyone there is, like, a star. And I mean
Let me
that.
Just make it clear on this podcast. We love McDonald's and we think that their service is incredible and the food is to die for. All right?
I really mean that, actually. Okay? Not as a joke. I really, like, respect them. They have to work really hard.
Yeah, it's a shitty job.
It's like, yeah, but, like, you know, like, I just really respect them. But what I'm just saying is, like, it was the first time watching. I was like, they're human. They could be coughing.
What is that? Oh, there's construction, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
At the ABC.
Awesome.
Another story.
they're building a floor on top of us. They're actually sinking us down one floor.
We're now in the basement.
In the sub-basement, actually.
We have to take the stairs. The elevator doesn't go
There's
down.
There's no elevator, actually. They didn't build an elevator that goes down here. It's like your ears pop.
It's a mine shaft.
There's a bird that we're waiting for it to die. And we're like, okay, we got to get out of here. Well, that's a shame. So your tits.
Tits to McDonald's.
And how does that make you feel? Your tits being stared at.
I don't love it.
Uncomfortable, yeah.
I don't love it.
Yeah.
But I think I've talked about this before where it's just like, I mean, I guess you're going to look. If they're bouncing around, you know?
I guess, yeah. That's the society we live in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
When I went to the pool or we went to the beach, me and Jack, or even when I go to the beach, like I wear like a Speedo. It's not like a slutty Speedo. It's just like a budgie smuggler, which is like a brand that people know. So I think people are like, oh, I can make sense of this. But Jack was wearing like a pink, he was wearing like
thong.
A thong. Yeah, he was wearing a jock strap. No, he was wearing like a pink, they're like trunks.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're like a little bit like, I think they're very sexy. And he was like getting stares. And I was like, from just everyone. Everyone's like, what is he wearing? Yeah. And I was just like, yeah, it's like weird getting
Eyes
stared
off.
At.
It's yeah, weird. It's weird.
Because you want to wear clothes and things that you feel like happy and sexy and
it's very,
or not sexy, but like comfortable and good in.
Yeah. Right? I don't know if there's a difference, but like, I don't know if I enjoy the stares I get for like having my boobs more out than if I was like dressed to the nines and feeling like, you know, like dressed up. If I was like dressed in a gown and you know what I mean? Like
yes,
going out.
A ball gown, yeah.
It feels like a different kind of stare.
Yeah. It is.
Right?
Yeah.
Like,
it is. Because there's like, a different stare of like, what's that? I can't believe someone's wearing, like the difference of like a friend, like if we were sitting together and we saw someone looking crazy and being like, look at that person. Like when we were on the train and that person was playing crazy sounds from their phone.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, what's going on? Mm. It's not like, look, awesome. My favorite.
Yeah. You're like, what?
There's a plane flying over. Awesome. It's live comedy.
You can even hear it 10 levels down.
Yeah, I turned the volume down on my recorder. I think that's what I'll just tell the listeners quickly. I'm the fucking sound guy. Thank you for more messages about the sound, you fucking awesome listeners. I turned the sound down on the recorder because I was listening to it at 100%. And after the last recording, my ears were ringing. And that's why I was like, pull the mic away. So I'll take the bullet for that.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's better, but whatever.
We're hoping to work it out so that you can hear it on your long walks.
On your long walks. While you're walking by the ocean.
Or by the airport.
And you hear wind and you hear and buses planes. And planes. I will say I listen to podcasts all the time. And if you're on a bus, sometimes they're hard to listen to.
Yeah.
And it makes me want to kill someone when I can't hear the podcast. I'm like, well, this is actually...
And that's why they're messaging us,
That's why they're messaging us. They wouldn't message us to just be like...
They stand.
They're like, here's all your problems. By the way, I love it. We don't get any messages. We'd also encourage you to message us and be like, I love it.
Yeah. No, people do do that.
I know.
We're getting that a lot as well.
But I always want more. It's never enough.
That's true.
Message me. Say, I love you, John.
Yeah.
So tits, not good. Don't get stared at. Yeah, I find that as well with my gym clothes. I was buying gym clothes today, as I was telling you. And I was like, I want to buy gym clothes. Like, whenever I'm at the gym, I feel like dowdy and ugly because I'm wearing like a random t-shirt and like some shorts that are like they get like stuck to me and it's like weird. Yeah. And I was like oh, I like what these people are wearing, but I don't want to look like I don't want also people to be like, where'd you buy that? Like, I don't know why.
Why are you wearing a feather boa?
I don't know why in my head someone would see like anything I'm wearing and be like, why are you doing that?
No, if you're just wearing gym clothes, they shouldn't,
I guess. Yeah. So that's that on that.
That's that on that.
I'm all good now. Problem solved.
That's good.
I bought a single singlet and a pair of shorts.
That's great.
So that'll be good, I guess.
That's good.
Yeah.
I almost bought a water bottle, but I didn't.
What kind?
Don't know.
Look,
I want a smaller one for my new small backpack.
Okay. Well, how many mils? 250, 500?
I don't know numbers.
Okay.
But I know vibes and sizes.
Me too, yeah. Yeah. That could be good for you.
Yeah. What else? We haven't really planned anything again.
What else can we talk about, you guys? Do you want to talk about... Wow, we're really giving it to them today. All right, well, I'll just go off. Dua Lipa has a new song out.
Uh-huh.
It's really good.
Is it really good?
It's really good. I think that like the buzz is that she's the new girl. She's the new pop girl.
I feel like she's always been. Like she's always had a... She's always been big.
What was her previous bangers before Don't Stop Now? I feel like we haven't had Dua Lipa. I haven't heard like Queen Dua in years.
Wow. I thought she was around.
What's your citation? Do you have examples, evidence, facts, figures, science?
I follow her. Well, I don't follow her on the gram. I go look at her gram.
Really?
I feel like she's always busy doing things.
Yeah. I think she's a touring artist, but in my circles, it's interesting. I never look at her gram. Mm. So I wouldn't like, and I wouldn't think to. But in terms of listening to her music, I feel like she had one song like 5 years ago.
She just had a new banger.
I mean, like, when I say recent, I mean, like, an she's album? The new pop girl. I mean, like, in the context of the last, of like this summer.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah. So like she had like Don't Stop Now and now she has this new song called Physical and it's very good. And it's like, you know, in the first 5 seconds you can like tell a song
is good. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. All the music is bad that I'm listening to. I'm listening to all the music I know and I'm over it.
What's music were you listening to?
I mean, I've listened to my music too much.
Old songs.
And then I try to listen to new stuff on Spotify and I generally...
Don't like it.
I'm not saying all music is bad. I'm just saying what I've been listening to.
This just in, all music is bad. More on this at 9.
It's just that... I haven't been... And nothing's been slapping with me. And it feels lonely. To not have music to enjoy, I keep getting ready to be like, and this will make me feel good, and it's not.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What about, are there like artists that you like? Can you check their new stuff out?
Yeah, I guess I could do that. More work.
And that's not on that. Problem solved, Meg.
Problem solved, thank you.
No, DM Conchetta if you have any music she might like.
Yeah, I guess it would
it's
be helpful.
It's such a sensitive thing to me, music taste, because it's like, to me, like, oh my God, I thought this when I was like, in like stores like H&M and shit, like music on t-shirts is like rock and roll. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. If you ask, like, I feel like if you get a job in retail or mm-hmm. like get a job mm-hmm. anywhere and your coworker asks you, like, what kind of music do you like? I'm always like, oh, I kind of just like basic, like, I don't know, pop music or like whatever the top like 100, whatever. And then they're always like, I like alternative, like rock. Like, they'll be like a band. They'll be like the Stingers. Do you know the Ranky Dude? Like something? And it's like, what? And they're like, hey, there's a drummer and like a bass. Like, do you know what I mean?
Mm. I think I know what you mean.
Okay, great.
You mean they know more specific labels for music?
Maybe, yes. But yeah. Also that it's like, I don't know.
I like rock and roll. Yeah.
They're always listening to music with like like a band.
Yeah.
A band
mm-hmm.
with five pieces and a singer, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing. And yeah. I'm like, what? Yeah.
Yeah.
I've actually been hearing a lot of new music. I've been getting into new music. I think I've been like, well, I've been, I troll like the top 100 and yeah. I listen to that new musical that I like. It's not a new musical, but it's new to me.
Mm.
The last 5 years, if you haven't listened to it, it's very good. Yeah.
Yeah. My mom came into my room literally last night with her like boom, and she was like, I like this song, what do you think? It was just so random.
What was the song?
I don't know, it was bad, I didn't like it.
It's Maroon 5.
It was just insane. Mom's been away for so long, and I just haven't barely seen her, and she just walked into my room and was like, I have this on the plane, you gotta listen.
Aww.
It was so funny and that's cute. Sweet. Well, Mom takes music really seriously.
What kind of music
does she likes? She whatever listen? You like, pop stuff.
Oh, nice. Maybe like it was Dua Lipa. Mix.
No, it wasn't. Okay.
You gotta listen to this. It's called "Don't Stop Now" by Dua Lipa.
Yeah, my parents have music that I actually want to listen to.
Italian music?
No.
Okay.
No, like it's like a blend of all different genres and like time, and I just want to like. Get a playlist of everything they're listening to, but I can't because...
Wait, you mean music from the past or music from the present?
Both.
That they like now?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, both. All of it.
Mm.
But, like, how do you listen to what they're listening to? Like, you can't share iTunes libraries.
You could maybe ask your mother for a list of her favorite artists and
I just want the song.
Okay.
I just want the songs, you know?
Well, they're usually organized into albums. I think that adults maybe think of music in terms of albums. I think so, right? Because in the old days, it'd be like, so-and-so has a new album. You listen to the whole thing, and then it's like, that's the only way you
but
did
it. But
what
if it's one song off an album?
Then she'd say, I love this one song.
That's right. So they have a whole list of one songs that they like, and I want to listen to all the songs. You know?
Yeah. She's going to want to play catch with you for hours. So you've just opened a... you've just opened a tidal wave.
No. Look, she doesn't care.
And she just brought it back, and she's ready. This is a dog we're talking about.
Oh my god.
Yeah, she's going to bring it to you again and again.
She's just sort of hanging out herself. Look, I'm not even involved.
Great. Okay, well, we'll work that out with your mother. are you eating? What's up?
I had McDonald's.
Yeah.
It's been a month of not having dessert. I almost broke it today.
That's huge.
But I thought, because I just went through this mental thing of being like, so what? Who's got a fucking gun? If I ate dessert and broke my 1 month a day before, like, who cares? Do you know what I mean? Like, my brain was like, so what? That still means those 30 days of not, like, you know, it's like, do you buy into this... rule or goal or whatever that you made, like I was like, does that have to mean like failure, or can it just be like, yeah, fuck, I have autonomy of my life and I don't have to. I was thinking that, and then also at the same time I was like, but also, will it make me feel bad? Will it be actually a nice thing to do? The
she's still bringing you the ball. God, don't throw it.
Okay.
Don't do it. It'll just get worse. Leave it.
okay. And then I was like, or would it just be nice to wait the extra day, and then you can be like, it'll feel good. It'll feel even sweeter on like having done the whole month.
Mm.
So then in the end, I went to McDonald's and I was honestly going to be like, I'm going to get a McFlurry and I'm going to enjoy it. But then I just didn't. And mm-hmm. I got just savory food. I ate that. Got into my car and I was like, let's get the hell out of here. And then I was like, well, it's not too much longer till it'll be the first.
Yeah.
So ultimately I did play into it.
Cool. And did it feel good or did you feel bad?
I think it will feel good.
Okay. I think it's good. I think it's a commendable that you accomplished a month of no dessert.
Yeah.
It's like cool to like set a goal and follow it through.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's what it is.
I think it's like a healthy like balance of like making promises to yourself and following through with them. And then also I find that like some of the most liberating moments for me are when I break the rules on purpose. Like when I get to like cancel plans or something, sometimes that makes me feel like the most like free, and it makes me be like, no, I have control. I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing whatever I want. And it's like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think it's like you can be responsible and also be in control of your life.
Totally.
Because it feels like, yeah, I live my whole life ruled by fear and like outside rules in my head and systems that don't exist. And it's like you sometimes like being like, I'm going to work out 3 times a week. But then you spend the whole week being depressed that you only did 2.
Yeah.
It's like, well, the what's system's the not point? Working. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the freaking point?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel that. So we're just going to hold out.
Nice. Good for you. I think you'll make it.
Thank you.
Anything you're going to do mousse?
Oof.
Mousse for the dessert.
Yeah, but I really am tempted by the pie tin.
What do you think?
They have good pies.
What do you think they're going to have there?
The Tim Tam one or like the Oreo one?
If you want to go, I'll go with you.
Yeah,
it's tomorrow?
Do you know tomorrow is me and Ben's 5 months?
Whoa. Oh my God, huge.
I know, but I'm busy, so we can't do anything.
Okay. Awesome. Oh, that's a shame.
I have my engagement. My
You're getting engaged to Ben.
My cousin's engagement is tomorrow.
Aw. Is that in the day or in the night?
Night.
Oh. Aw.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, well.
That's all right.
It'll be fine.
5 is like fine. 6 is going to be...
Six is going to be crazy.
You're gonna
be
crazy. He's going to like fuck you and you're going to like come a lot.
No. We don't do that. No, but I thought that could be nice. Maybe I have dessert with my mans.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Put some whipped cream on his dick.
Put the whole thing in your mouth.
Slap it around.
Run around, put it in your mouth, up and down. Yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah, whatever. That's something.
I think you'll like, pie tin's really good. I love the blueberry pie warmed up, please, with ice cream. Vanilla ice cream. I say that.
Do you think you could do that to one of mine, like the Oreo or the, could you get that warmed up? Or is that weird?
I don't think you could warm up like a creamy pie. Like a Tim Tam or something. Because it feels like those ones are more... They're not baked. I think they're refrigerated.
Yeah.
So they might melt.
Actually. Ice cream? What do you think?
Ice cream? Microwave it?
Wait,
no,
what?
It's a no on me for that. Warming it up?
No, I'm saying have ice cream with my pie.
Oh, I don't like doing... I think I did that the other week. I got ricotta cake with vanilla ice cream at Bad Manners. And I was like, why? It was like... Oh, cool. I have cold, which is a respite from this cold cake. So I don't like, that was sarcastic, but it just sounded genuine. No, I don't like cold and cold.
Yeah. I think ice cream can actually be wasted unless it's on something hot. And the best thing to have is whipped cream.
Agree. Completely agree.
Whipped cream's a wonderful addition.
Agree.
And that's not on
and
that.
And that's not on that.
What else?
I applied for a job at IBM.
Exciting.
So if you're working at IBM, please hire me.
That's great. What are you on LinkedIn?
I'm on LinkedIn. I haven't updated my LinkedIn in a really long time because honestly, when I like dropped out of uni and I was like, when I was like doing all the comedy stuff, I was like, I'm never going to need a LinkedIn. Like I will never have a job in an office or whatever. And now it's like 2 years later, I'm like, I really want a job in an office.
Yeah.
And I thought about that with this podcast and like comedy stuff. Like I was like, that's what they, when you apply for jobs at like big companies, people like hide their Facebooks, they hide their Twitter, they hide their everything. And my Twitter is all like, I shitted and I farted and my cum is green. Like, and it's like, I'm not going to go private on that because that's like what I do. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, I thought about that. I was like, whatever.
I think you can have both. I remember thinking that when I was teaching kids. And I was like, if any parent Googled me, they'd be mortified.
Yeah.
But in my head, I was like, because that's who I am, and I like I'm not
who I am to my core, a dirty, shameful whore.
Yeah. But I was just like, as if I'm like, that has to come first. If you hate it, I don't want to be a teacher, so I'm not going to change my life to make me be a good teacher. Mm. I'm going to do that and be a bad teacher.
I'm going to be a bad teacher with Cameron Diaz. I feel like that's like, yeah, a classic perception thing. Because if those parents knew you as a person, like they spoke to you before or after class, they'd be like, she's a
I'm smoking. Hey, darling.
They'd be like, we hate her.
No, I know. I'm a nice girl. I just didn't care enough.
Yeah.
But I was like, I can see this being an issue.
Yeah.
And if they said to me, get rid of it, I'd be like, I have to leave this job.
Yes. I agree. And that's the correct decision.
Mm.
Everyone, and also, like, everyone is bad. Everyone's a bad person. Yeah. All the people who work at fucking Deloitte Corporation are addicted to cocaine. So it's like, who are you to be like, I'm bad, but only as a secret?
Yeah.
I'm bad, but it's my personality. I'm bad, but it's
a secret. I'm racist. I'm not playing with her. I'm not. I'm just petting her.
I know. You're not in trouble. She is.
She's going to get it.
She's going to get it later. We're going to talk about this.
I love this stupid dog.
She should be gone soon.
No.
I think maybe. She's going back home
or
something.
You know, Dan Rath got a bunny for a photo shoot. And I really wanted to come visit to see the bunny, but it's gone.
Oh.
Killed. No. Yeah. Hate it. When I was younger and I had a bunny, my nonno from the north, Italy, would joke that he would cook the bunny.
No.
Every time. Every time.
I'm going to cook the bunny.
That's what he'd say.
No.
He'd say, we'll put them in the pot.
That's funny.
But what's funny is then he looked after our bunny when we went away to Perth. Mm. And he fell in love with the bunny, didn't he? He became best friends with the bunny, looked after the bunny. It was the meaning of his life. Aww. And when the bunny passed, it was like the saddest thing ever.
Aw, that's very sweet.
Because that's the kind of guy my nonna is.
He's a good dude.
Lots of jokes.
She is jumping on you with the ball in her mouth. She is such a little slut with that ball. So she is trying to leap onto
she
you.
She is.
What the fuck?
I'm obsessed with her. And how naughty she is.
We're at work. Do you know that right now, Peppy?
She doesn't care.
Do you know that? Do you know about
she's
work?
She's like, am I being paid? No, then I don't give a fuck.
We're making $4 a month, all right? You know, Antonella messaged. She was like, hey, at least it doubled. And I was like,
she's
true.
She's a good person.
She's a good girl. Imagine our pay doubles.
Let's aim for
$8 next month.
Split. Even six. I'd six. Take six, two, four, six.
Yeah, me too. That'd be good.
I don't really know how it works.
I don't know if it's by number of listens or if it's by number of downloads
clicks.
Or clicks. People listening on their laptops. LinkedIn.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Do you use Snapchat?
No, of course
right?
not.
Right? Not. No. Get the fuck out of here, Peppy. What the actual fuck? Don't you dare climb on me.
Peppy, no.
This is so fun for the listeners.
Peppy.
Okay. All right. Great. No.
Gone. I just love that she has the audacity.
Dogs don't know what podcasting is.
That's great. Okay. What were you saying?
Snapchat.
Yeah, no.
Bad, right?
Bad. Yes, yeah. No to Snapchat? No.
No.
It was no very soon into it, I think.
I actually really loved it until maybe even 2017, end of 2017, because it had the face filters. That was like the first app that did that. And then Instagram added it. Oh, and then God. When Instagram did it, I was like, that's not going to be good. And now everyone's addicted to Instagram face filters. Totally. Yeah.
And they fuck. That's why the tech world is really cutthroat.
Mm. Copy. Doesn't that smell bad? It's Peppy, right?
Yeah, she stinks.
Fuck my ass. What the hell is with dogs? Why would anyone do this? I can't clean myself. I can't feed myself. Let me feed another living thing. But that wants cute more attention.
And they are fur.
And needs attention.
They're so cute. They are they help your mental health.
Not mine. She makes me worse. People don't say that about moths in your pantry.
That's, you know what I want to say? At the house that we did the shoot at yesterday, moths everywhere.
No.
In the kitchen.
That's a shame.
But I mean, hey.
It's a share house.
Everyone's got them.
Everyone's got them. Yeah.
I got ants in my car. Whatever. Who am I to judge?
Whatever. I got wasps in my pussy. My pussy. I got a wasp nest in my pussy.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
They keep to themselves. I keep to myself. Whatever.
Everyone's good here. Everyone's good. Everyone's welcome here.
Fuck. Girls gotta eat.
Wasps. Girls gotta eat. Wasps gotta sting.
That's my favorite.
That's your new brand.
Hi, I'm Kintana. I got a wasp nest in my pussy.
That's what TV thinks stand-up is like. TV is like, this. I'm a stand-up comedian, and it cuts to them, and they're like, I'm Kintana, I got a wasp in my pussy.
And the whole audience is screaming applause.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hmm. That's what I hope happens tonight with these gigs.
Yeah, I'm sure
I hope I have fun. I've had a sad day. If you can't tell, I'm sad. And I just thought I was like,
if you could pull the microphone a little bit away when you speak a little bit louder. I'm so sorry.
No, no, you're right.
And I apologize to the listeners for being a cunt to Kintana every episode. The problem is that there's only, oh, do you know what's true as well? Is that the headphones, there's only one headphone jack in the recorder. So only one guy can be sound guy. Awesome.
What about in here?
I know the mics have jacks, but I don't think it's the same. Sounds coming out there.
No, because it's for that.
Yeah, ding, ding, ding. And now I sound like a double cunt. Awesome.
Double cunt.
I'm a double cunt. Nobody likes John. Welcome back to Get Over It. John's a bitch.
Kintana's a victim. She's a poor girl. Helpless lady with big cans.
I will say this bikini top, not to be like you're asking for it. Okay.
No, say
no,
it.
No, no. It's orange.
Uh-huh. It's garish.
And it's shiny.
Yeah.
So it's like.
So,
it's
yeah,
like
come fuck me.
No, you don't deserve to be stared at.
I'm joking. But yeah.
Yeah.
What's the point you're trying to make?
It's hard to not look at it.
Yeah.
I think. And it's also the way that the covering of the breasts is sort of, it's not like a bikini top that covers your whole breast. It's like,
no, it covers it goes, section.
It's a lot of middle boob.
Mm.
And then a little outer boob actually as well. You sort of got both.
So hey boys, keep looking.
So when someone walks by, they need to get the front and the back. They need to get the whole 360 degrees. It's like, give me a spin. Just like Bombshell. Did you ever see that movie? You did.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you auditioned. Didn't get it. Pussy full of wasps.
That was me. Me and Margot Robbie in the room.
Imagine sitting at that audition. It's you and Margot Robbie in the waiting room. I'm Margot Robbie. I'm like, I love this script.
Yeah, fuck you, bitch. Eyes to the wall. Okay.
She's like, hey, I'm not trying to start anything. I wish you the best. Are you sick? What's happening?
Dudes, you know, you and I don't have to like each other.
And you're wearing the orange bikini top. You're wearing the orange bikini top.
You're going to do it. You're going to do it. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. All right, so let's have a little bit of hush. Okay.
Did you dress for like the newsroom? Because you look like you're going to the beach.
Did you dress for your funeral, Margo? I can't get the tone on this because I'm laughing.
You're angry is the tone. That's your motivation. I think about that still every day.
God, I'm sick. Yes. Yes. What do you say?
Oh, boy. This is the rise and fall of Conchita Carista.
This is my breakdown.
Yep. I think about when we were on set for the thing we did with Pedestrian, which was in and of itself a furniture commercial, a very long drawn out furniture commercial.
Yes.
Which features us as its stars. Mm. When you were like, you said, you were doing a take that was just like, Conchita, we need a shot of you opening the drawer and being like, looks good. Like something, that it was like a nothing shot. And then in between takes, you were like, you're just like, it's just hard with this because like every single take, I'm like, wait, what's my motivation? Someone on a commercial shoot being like, what's my motivation in this scene? Like, why am I looking at this furniture? What does it really mean?
Yeah, that was really funny. I was like, I have no idea what I'm doing every take. Why is this so hard? I just gotta open a fucking drawer. And
it's so funny. It's so funny because it's like an actor prepares. Because in some ways it's true. In some ways it's like you could in your head be like, I really like get yourself in the mindset of like, I my house needs to be brighter and like this is going to change my, like you could really sell it to yourself or you could stand on set and open the drawer and look at the camera and be like,
I got nothing.
And that's 90% of the job is actually saying I got nothing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I can't wait to kind of see it, to be honest.
Me too. I think it should be coming out in about 2 weeks. And because this is getting released on Tuesday, for the listeners, it'll be 2.5 weeks.
2.5 weeks. Yeah, great. It'll be good.
Yeah. She just took a sip of water.
Hell yeah. Delicious. Make it old school. Get over it.
The good old days.
Do you reckon we'll ever do a live show again?
I hope so. I would like to.
Yeah. Could be fun.
Yeah. And that's that on that.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
How long has it been?
It's been 30 minutes. Would you believe?
Yeah.
We're counting the seconds. This feels so like we can this is
my breakdown episode.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You don't have to be on all the time, even on your podcast.
Clearly not. Am I ever on? We don't know. Have I ever been on in my life? Maybe not.
Never. No. They say, Conchita? Oh, she's not a funny girl. She's pretty boring.
Yeah.
Bland.
I ran into an old school friend of mine, but like of my brother's school.
Yes.
Because I went into the bank to take a piss and I saw
bank.
Him.
The bank. Oh, the bank hotel. Yes. The bar.
At the bank. I went to the bank. Deposit a few coins. A bit of a piss. And he went to the brother school and he's like a muso. Like he's pretty successful. Oh. I wish I could tell you the name of the band.
Is it a secret?
No, I just don't remember.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just unsupportive.
That's fine.
But people would know. Like he's a big deal in, you know, the Triple J community.
So like rock and roll.
Rock and roll, rock and baby. Roll vibes.
Music is either pop music or rock and roll. There's nothing in between. Oh, I guess maybe rap.
Pop and rock. If you cross it over.
Yeah. And what happened with him?
And we just got up and he was like, whoa, so you're doing comedy? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. I guess.
And then I was like, and you were the music? And he was like, yeah. And then he was like, so did you graduate uni? And I was like, no, dude, I dropped out of 3 different degrees, go off. But he graduated. And I'd forgotten what the point of this story was, but I think it just... I think it was just like that was interesting seeing someone being like, yeah, this is sort of what I do now.
This is what we do.
He works at the bank in the marketing department.
It's like
and
reunion
I was like,
vibes.
What?
Reunion vibes.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm gonna take a gorgeous piss in your I was gonna take a piss in your gorgeous establishment. And he was like, yes, go for it. So I did.
Oh, that's nice.
And that was in amidst my breakdown of here's what's happened to me. I had a meeting that finished at 2:30.
A.M.?
No.
P.M.
P.M. Okay. No, that's a lie. 12:30 p.m.
Today?
Yes.
Okay.
Then, at 2, we had to come do this, right? So that gives me, what, an hour and a half? And I can't go home because that's an hour drive, including there and back.
Yeah.
So I have to be staying there.
Yes.
It's a beautiful summer's day. Not enough time to fucking go to the beach, do anything relaxing.
Yeah.
I put on this bikini, Why? To try and feel just a semblance of summer, to just be back to old Chet roots and have my skin be kissed by the sun. And I felt like I was in a cage. I feel like a caged little chicken. And I was walking down the street being like, cool, I'll just like go for a walk. Being in shops felt like a waste of time. I'm like, I shouldn't spend money. And also I'm not being in the sun. Then I kept walking, realized my parking was done. Awesome. Have to go back, walk the same way back. Now I'm running out of time. What am I going to have for lunch? Hi. And then, you know what I mean? I was just walking around feeling unfulfilled and sad and confused. And that's when I went to go do a wee. And then I saw that guy and I was like, what the hell is happening? I wanted more than anything to blow off everything in my life and just like go to the nude beach. Go there, because then it's like I have my car and it doesn't matter what cozies you have. You just get naked and you're done. And you just go swim in the ocean and feel like a beautiful baby.
Yeah.
Because whatever, I've like haven't been to the beach in so long. And it just feels like when it's this hot, how can you think or want to do anything? It makes anything hot. In my head, everything's canceled. Everyone go to the beach. That is honestly, I know it's unrealistic, but whatever. In my life, I can do it. Well, not really. Obviously, why it's I'm illegal. Sad. But
you're not allowed to think this, darling. No, please. Yeah, I agree. Continue.
So I just felt like I've never felt more insane in my life. And I kept trying to think like, what food? Where do I go? And driving was hot. Like my car was on fire. Okay. I could barely hold the steering wheel. I'm sweating. The streets in Newtown are so fucking small and tiny. And I have a giant, it feels like a four wheel drive. It feels like I'm driving a hearse. Jalopy. It's a huge jalopy. Something.
Yeah.
Garbage car. Wheezing. And I'm like, where am I going? What am I doing? Add on like, it's summer, so would it kill you to have a fucking ice cream? No, I can't, because it's January. Like, everything was just like, gun. And it's not this big a deal, but I just was like, it's just been like, I was just sad today.
Yeah.
And I tried to be like, that's okay, we all have sad days. But you know that feeling when you're like, the worst feeling, I think, is when you feel stuck. When it feels like there's no, even like, you can't see a light at the end of the tunnel. That sounds more dramatic.
No, but
just
I know
like,
what you mean. It's
that's
like,
what
it's
it
bad
is.
And it's always
it's
gonna
bad
be like
and
this.
It's just
and
like
it, and it has always been like this.
And I
or
can't,
it's been like this as long as I can remember recently.
Yeah. Or more maybe. That I mean, in that moment your brain can't see out of the little thing you've got your head
You're
in. So
in
my head I'm like, I can't go to the beach, so now that is a fact. I can't go to the beach in this, so I'm going to feel sad. There's no way to get out of that. I'm going to, and then it's like, what am I going to eat? And then finding where I'm going to go and what, and nothing feels right. So then I'm just going to keep being hungry, which makes me feel, it just like felt like you're hitting, like if you were miming a box, you're hitting all the fucking things. And that is sad. So then I think maybe people can relate, is like sometimes the best thing to do is just to do something, like anything, just make a choice. So that's why I just drove to McDonald's, because then make it my phone died and it's like, cool. So I've got to like pick now somewhere that I know an outlet is accessible or whatever. So I'll it's crazy how McDonald's can just be home. It's just like a place you can go in, be anonymous, get the fuck what you want, sit down, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So I went there and I did that and now I'm here and that's the end. I think we should bring it down there.
And that's our show. No, I'm sorry all that stuff happened to you.
It's cool. It's just that's what today was.
Yeah.
I just think the heat really gets to it me. Like in my, it feels like in my DNA, it's like I have to be free. And if I don't feel free, it's like, and it feels wasted. Because if you don't know, I get really seasonally depressed. Really. So imagine feeling in a box, but all of winter forever. Like it's sad. And there's no sunshine, whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm grateful to live here, blah, blah. But what am I trying to say? The 2 hours, 2.5 hours, just not enough time to do anything.
Yeah, that sucks. It's annoying when it's like, yeah, it doesn't feel like you have like control, maybe.
Yeah.
That you can't choose to like do the things that are important to you, or it's hard to like weigh up things that it's like. And then when you have time to fill, it's annoying, especially when you can't go somewhere. It's like,
it feels like every day I'm making 1,000 decisions, 1,000 mini decisions, and it gets really tiring.
Yeah.
Maybe you can relate.
I think that comes with having a lack of stability in our lives.
Yeah.
Because we don't have like
a job and a wife and a, a house and
four kids trying to suck our ass. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's like, I think this a lot, that it's like people are always like, I love having as many choices as possible because it's like I can do whatever I want. But it's like, for me, it's like when I have too many choices, it freaks me the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like too many choices, it's like all I can think
That's
about is
so
like.
True.
Yeah.
Like shopping can be anxiety inducing. Dating on an app can be. Information. Google. It's scary.
It's all bad.
It's too much.
When you came to the door and I was literally wiping my ass on the toilet, I had like a pang of anxiety because I was like, I need to wash my face really badly. I want to do that right now. Is it rude if I wash my face in the bathroom while she doesn't know that I'm doing it in here? And I was like, yep, I'm going to do it as a secret. And then I washed my face and then I was like, should I grab the microphones because they're in my room or should I like grab or should I like go downstairs and say hello to her because that's like what polite people do? And then I was like, and then I like decided to like go and answer the door and then I had to go back upstairs and get the microphones and I was like, this is so stupid. I was upstairs before and now I have to come back upstairs. Like,
see,
that's how my brain works.
That's the 1,000 decisions.
Yeah,
all the time.
All the time.
I don't know how anyone
someone listening
does
is like, you have anxiety. You're sick.
So true.
But so, it's hard.
Yeah. I also was talking with Steph Broadbridge about like stand up and stuff. And I was just being like, I just feel like I have no idea what I'm doing. Like, even like, when a gig goes really well, it can feel really good. But then you're right back to like, it's just so, it changes all the time. And I was like, I just feel like, even if it goes right, I'm like, I don't know why and blah, blah, blah. And I don't know. And she's like, I don't know what I'm doing. Nobody knows what they're doing.
Mm.
And that what would be the point if you did? And it just made me remember that I was like, maybe it's okay. Just to be more okay with this idea of this. It's intangible, this thing that you think that you want. And to just, that's why, yeah. And I also, in that show that we've been watching, The Morning Wars.
Yeah.
Literally the main character, Jen Aniston, who's like, the head of the morning show, literally killing it.
Yeah.
When Reese is like, what's going on? She's like, do you want to know something? I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm just going on instinct. And it was like, it's probably more prevalent than we think.
Yeah.
So lean into it.
I think so. I think it's like an element of like people who say that they, people who are like, oh no, I know what I'm doing. Like they only think that because they've decided that, like they've told themselves that.
Yes.
And like I find that for me with stand up before, I felt a lot like that. I was like, I have absolutely no clue what the fuck is happening. I do things, I feel bad, I always feel ashamed, I don't like it. I think that everyone thinks I'm not funny and I think I'm not funny, blah blah blah. And recently I've just been like trying really hard to like one little step at a time be like, I believe that when I do this thing, then this thing happens. And that is a good thing and that makes me feel good. And then I like try and test it and I've like be like that, and that is me deciding that I know what I'm doing
right.
Instead of like, it's really easy to like give in to this like overall feeling that it's like, I don't know, everything is chaos, nothing matters, everything's crazy, people are just gonna go around and do whatever the fuck they want all the time, like that kind of thing. Because like oh my god, I was watching some fucking cartoon or something where someone was like someone's like dad was like, if you look for the light, you can find it. But if you look for the darkness, it's always there.
Whoa.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's like that, I think.
Yeah.
I think.
That's good.
But that's hard. It's hard when stand-up is also like your vocation and you have to do it all the time. You don't have to, but you choose to. Unwillingly choose to be on stage for about 5 to 7 minutes talking about whatever you want.
That's my job, my job.
And I do it for free. No.
Yeah. Is that maybe enough?
Yeah, probably. I think the listeners have got everything they wanted that episode.
Enjoy my breakdown episode. I think that's what it should be called.
Yeah. I think it's good. It's real, I guess.
Yeah, I'm a human.
Yeah.
I'm a human who happens to have a podcast. I'm not a podcaster. Who happens to be a human. Write that down.
That's the lesson of the episode, guys. Great. Well, hey.
Hey.
Review us. Subscribe.
No, maybe awesome. Not today, Zeb. Don't review today.
Okay. Maybe review overall. Overall as a concept. Yeah.
Yeah. No, you should do that. And thank you to everyone.
I would say.
Who does it.
Yeah. You know, if you look at the series overall, we're sort of doing something here. And it becomes apparent. All right. If you listen to everything overall. There's more. We're sort of creating our own genre.
It feels like this podcast has been going for 5 years, but when I look at the numbers, we've had 17 episodes.
Yeah.
It's so small.
We took a break, but we did start ages ago. And we took a lot of work going into it.
Oh yeah.
And we tried to do it for ages.
Oh like, yeah.
We failed.
We talked about a podcast for 2 to 5 years.
That's true.
Yeah, no, but thanks for all the support.
Yeah, rate, review, subscribe on fucking Apple Podcasts. Listen to this, actually. If you are listening to this on a fucking iPhone, you have the Apple Podcasts app on your phone.
Find it. It's purple.
God, I'm being very aggressive. Hey, if you have an iPhone, look us up and you can rate and review us. Even if you listen on Spotify, you can still do it.
Kujeta was being sad as a joke. I'm actually really happy right now.
I love furniture.
Well,
whatever. okay
everyone, goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.